Hello, and welcome back to the Dive and Dig podcast, brought to you by the Honor Frost Foundation, a charity that supports maritime archaeological research in the Eastern Mediterranean. This week, we head in the direction of the Eastern Mediterranean to learn about a Franco-Croatian project in the northern Adriatic off the coast of Croatia. My colleague, Professor Giulio Boetto of the Centre Camille Julien in southern France, explains how, as she says it, sometimes you have luck in your life. This time, luck comes in the form of an ancient sewn boat. Here's Giulia to tell us more. Giulia, thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me. As I think you know, one of my favourite subjects in the whole world is sewn boats, and you seem to be the queen of discovering, along with your Croatian colleagues, sewn boats. But this one is particularly special. I wonder if you could just give us a little bit of a background about the Zambrachia, I think that's how you pronounce it, and how you found it, and what you can tell us about its date and its construction. Just a little bit of intro.
Thank you very much, Lucy, to invite me to this podcast. The shipwreck of Zambrachia was discovered many years ago by a local fisherman of the bay living in the Zambrachia, which is a small, very small village, a touristic village in Istria, northern Istria. It's very near the frontier with the Slovenia. The wreck is in very shallow water. It's minus 2.5 meters. It was just laying on the seabed, but it was visible, just partially visible, just some part of the wood. And so my friends, they dive, and then they saw something strange, a piece of planks with some small holes along the edge. Immediately they said, oh, possibly it's a sewn boat. And as we know, a number of sewn boats in the Adriatic, more in the Dalmatia part, so in the southern part of Croatia, but also in Italy. So they said, oh, maybe it's a Roman, ancient Roman ship, its own boat. And they were really, really, really happy about this discovery. And then we met, so this was in 2008, and we met in a conference in 2009, and from that moment we started a very nice collaboration between the Archaeological Museum in Istria and the Saint Camille Julien, which is, a laboratory with some people very specialized in ancient nautical archaeology.
Oh, that's amazing. So could you just, I mean, when we talk about sewn boats, it would be good if we could understand a little bit about what is a sewn boat and what the context of other types of boats or how other boats were constructed in the region at the time.
Yes. Sewn boat for the Adriatic Sea is a typical boat where all the planks and the planks in the keel are connected by stitches. And in particular, in this part of the Mediterranean, stitches are continuous and longitudinal. So the sides of the planks are jointed, fruit-lined, and only one layer of planks, and they are sewn together or lashed together, it depends from the terms that we want to use, with a stitch, a continuous stitch, going from one point to another in the longitudinal way. So this is the axis of the keel, for example.
What other types of construction would you find in the region?
We found recently a shipwreck of the end of the 2nd century BC, where we were able also to analyze the ship, the wood, and we have the typical connection of between the planking, which is the mortise and tenon joint, which is the typical and widespread in Mediterranean from the Hellenistic time and so on. And then we have also other shipwrecks of the Roman imperial time and also for other period, later period, with the normal mortise and tenon shipwreck.
Most of these sewn boats were found in the sort of so-called Iron Age, or certainly in the first millennium BC. But I believe that you've also started discovering some that are older, maybe this one, in fact.
Yes, Zambrachia boat is dated to the end of the Bronze Age, early Iron Age. We have some trouble with the dates because the boat has no cargo, It was abandoned, probably near the shore in antiquity. And so we tried to do a first dendrochronology, but of course there is not references and it was not so done, all the pieces, etc. And C14 with the wiggle matching techniques. But this is already one question that we have to solve. About the date, to have a precise date. So now we are at the end of 12th century BC and end of the 10th century BC. So the span is very large.
But still, that's as far as I'm aware, that's pretty early. Even if you go for the 10th century BC, I mean, that's one of the earliest, the earliest.
Yes, is this the Zamratia is the earliest sound boat that we know for the Mediterranean. So we did our first excavation into the, there were some trenches to understand how the wood was conserved, etc. in 2009 and then again 2011. And then finally we uncovered completely the shipwreck in 2013. So exactly 10 years ago.
So how much is it complete? I mean, it's very unusual to get a complete boat, but I mean, do you have a sense of how long it was? Do you have a full keel? Was there a keel? I presume there's a keel.
Yes. Yeah, so the shipwreck was preserved for 7 meters in length, yeah, and around less of 2 meters in width. So there was a lot of wood.
Big, isn't it?
Yeah, it's big. But now from the preliminary reconstruction done by Pierre Poveda, my colleagues, we were thinking about around 10 meters in length. It's a nice boat. It's a very large, is a shape, a particular shape. With the very pointed extremities, we reconstructed in a symmetrical way on both sides because, unfortunately, we found one extremity, one end, but we don't have the other one. We are very lucky to have one, so it's good. We have till the shear line on one side, so we don't know if a starboard or port side, but it's very good. So we know the shape. One of the particularities is that the keel is a plank keel. So is a derivative from a logboat. So we have this keel plank that is really a derivative of the logboat, and the extremity, which is conserved, is very pointed, like a nose, very long nose, and has a traces about a reduction of the half a trunk of helm, ulmus. So it's a really big trunk that was hollowed, was reduced, to obtain this keel, pseudo keel, and then of course is extended logboat. So you have planking that are connected with the stitching.
That is amazing. Yeah. That is so amazing. Just to have that sort of link, because we talk about, you know, how log boats were extended and expanded. And I see them when I work with, you know, traditional boats and log boats that are still being or recently built nowadays, but not when they're, you know, back in the late, end of the late Bronze Age, potentially. That is so exciting. So you've got this shipwreck. I mean, it's big, even if it's not complete. But as I understand it, you've fully excavated the hull.
Yes.
And then what? You've lifted it? How did you go about lifting it?
Yes. So we fully excavated in 2013. We did a complete study of the wood. We did also a lot of exhibition because the local people and also abroad were very interested about this discovery. And we did also a scientific publication, a book. So this was published in 2019 by the museum in Istria. And then 10 years after, the museum decided to have this boat, this shipwreck, exhibited in somewhere in Pula.
This was when they decided to lift the boat, or had the boat already been lifted?
No, we discussed a lot with our colleagues from Vidi De Marco about the opportunity one day to have this shipwreck exhibited and recovered from the sea. This was a dream for us. And finally, the museum in Pula decided to accompany us. So director Darko Komšo, he was very keen about the discovery, very interested, and they have a lot of projects before and so finally it was the moment to have it out. So this happens last July in 2023, exactly 10 years after the full last campaigns, and it was a super adventure for us. Of course, all our teams, Franco-Croatian teams, we were working a lot about with the project, with the conservators, of course. Finally, we did our project and we decided to recover in July, last July, yeah.
Yeah. So did you lift each plank individually, presumably?
Yeah, we decided to recover by large piece. So the shipwreck was broken in some parts. So we used the natural part, the cracks, and to lift large pieces. Of course, then in some part we had to cut, but this was underneath the floor timber. So we choose the place where to cut. So finally, when it will be visible, people will not see nothing about this. And in the same time, thanks to the 3D, now we are working a lot with the 3D, we were able to plan exactly the support. That were imprinted in 3D and cut in 3D from our work in 3D, and so it was possible to put all the pieces on this bed, on this plastic supports, and to take out from the water. It was working very well, so we were very stressed, but at the end everything was very good. With 3 weeks of work in Zambratia in summer, we have only one day of bad weather, but otherwise was perfect.
As I understand it now, the boat is no longer in Croatia, it's in Grenoble, in France.
The boat is still in Croatia now, but we are planning to send the boat in Grenoble, is true. And we plan to have another period of work in Grenoble with all the staff.
And this is because this is where the conservation facilities are. I mean, you've got amazing conservation.
Yes, and we have some things to see more. So we did the study, but of course, you know, then you are... We are processing the data, and we have always something to know more, to have some examination, and of course, so it will be. And then one thing is very important, because as I told you, we still have this problem with the date. So thanks to our dendroarchaeologist Alba Ferreira Dominguez, we were able to have a first examination of each section because we cut, so we have a look at each session. We did the first dendrochronological study. We will be able to take a lot of samples in very precise place of each part of the boat, in order to have a lot of C14 data. Then we will do wiggle matching, and we plan, yes, with the calibration. So there is a huge part about the possibility to have a more precise date of the ship.
Yeah, no, that's I mean, that'll be amazing. But also, I guess, if you can sort of compare the dendro with the radiocarbon, then you can also refine the dendrochronological dating scheme for the region as well, I imagine. So you've got a double whammy plus bonus there.
Yeah, we hope. Yes, we hope. This is one hope. The problem is that in that period there are we say a plateau of the C14, so the it's very difficult to have a precise date from the C14, and so it's for this that we go to do a lot of dates. So this is a big budget of also, and then we will do this wiggle matching. So we plan to take all these samples, 20 or more. So yes, yeah. We have to do the maximum and before the treatment, the polyethylene glycol and the freeze drying, of course, they will change the we will not possible to take samples after because of the use of resin, etc. So we have to do our maximum within this year.
Yeah. And how long do you think it will take then for the conservation? I presume because you've got these sections, it won't take too long.
It's it will take at least 2 years. 2 years, because there is the impregnation phase, and then a very low drying by freeze drying. This is the moment of most difficult part of the work of restorers, and we hope that everything will go well. So we will the pieces will stay on the supports, and we'll maybe because the idea is to show the ship as it was in the origin, more or less.
But eventually then it'll go back to Puglia and will be on display in the museum there. So this is where this
the museum in Puglia, which is a huge, big museum, they plan to build a new museum, small museum, and of course Zambratia will be one of the most important
central stage. Julia, central stage, absolutely. No, I mean, the Croatians are amazing, aren't they? I mean, helped by you as well, but they seem to be so focused on their maritime cultural heritage and you know, but really not just in terms of discovery but also in terms of display. I just wish some other governments could take some note from their lead. It's amazing, and the richness of the material that's discovered. But I think you've trumped that with this incredible find, and I'm really, really grateful to you to telling us all about it, and very much look forward to going and visiting it. It'll be an excuse to go back to Croatia and see it when it returns to the museum. That would be amazing.
You will be really welcome. Yes, of course. It will be great. Yeah.
Well, I really thank you so much for talking to us about it. I really, really appreciate it. And I will, maybe we'll touch base again when it, you know, as the story it expands. Yeah. Okay. Well, take care, Julia. Yeah. Thank you so much. What a discovery. I have to admit, a slight hint of jealousy with this lucky find. So exciting and so much to tell us about ancient ship technology. Thanks, Professor Boeto. And thank you for listening to the Dive and Dig podcast. Please tune in again to learn more about the exciting world of maritime archaeology.